cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts, heading through the Matrix on Thursday, the 3rd of June, 2010. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Bookmark all the other sites we've got there because you'll get trouble with the com once in a while. And while you're at it, remember, go into the items that are for sale. There's very few of them, actually. But that helps me trickle along. I'd do a lot more if I wasn't doing the show and if I had some spare time to kick around. But bookmark these sites because, as I say, the com goes down once in a while and they're probably on a choke on uploading right now from Yahoo. Now, to order the things I for sale, remember, you can use a personal check from the U.S. to Canada. You can use an international postal money order from your post office. MoneyGram, Western Union, cash is okay. Or PayPal. You can see the PayPal donation button there. Send the donation and a separate email with your order. Now get it out to you. Same across the rest of the world. It's Western Union, MoneyGram, cash, or PayPal for purchasing or for donations. And as I say, I don't accept money from advertisers, and that's why I don't have them on. And if I did, I'd be very sitting pretty right now and pretty lucrative business. But this isn't a business. It's about getting information out. While we have the internet, it's going down slowly, obviously, but end times are running out if you pass laws all the time. I'll be talking about some of that tonight, in fact. But in the meantime, let's try and get some kind of semblance of real information that matters to us and not just the rehashed stuff in the media feeds us. All these sites have audios for download. They all have translations for print up, written translations in English. And the Alan Watts Sentinel site also has the audios, the English translation, and it also has other translations in other languages as well for those that want to print them up. So look into onwardsentinel.eu for those. There's a whole variety of stuff to choose from. Over this last few days, I've talked about psychopaths. I like to talk about psychopaths because if you understand that we're run by psychopaths, you'll never understand anything. And there are different levels of them in society. They're recruited into different authority positions because they'll do whatever they're told by those who pay them very well. And you also have a form of creative psychopath, the more intelligent ones who work behind the scenes and really run the world, not the politicians. The politicians are really closer to actors, and they're definitely psychopathic because they'll do whatever they're told to do and pass whatever laws are told to pass. But obviously, when you see the shenanigans they get up to, you know they're not running the world. You know they can't do that. But too busy playing golf and doing photo ops and that kind of and underhand table deals and kickbacks and stuff like that. That breaks out all the time in newspapers over their whole lifetime. Therefore, they're managed as actors, as front people. They're personalities. I talked about the cult of celebrity before, and we're trained in the society to worship celebrities. So they create personas for them. They use the same machinery they do to create the pop star, the rock star, or the movie star. You give them a fake image which sells to the public and put lots of money up to sell over through public relations companies and firms, Madison Avenue. The advisors behind them are generally a bit more savvy as to what their part in the agenda is. And the whole thing is a Punch and Judy show for the public to believe is real. So we'll touch on that tonight when I come back from this break. Hold on.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watford, cutting through the matrix, just touching the, you know, touch like them things in an hour, but touching on what government really is. Government and the types who go into government, I've mentioned it so many times before, psychopathic types go towards government. They gravitate towards it. It's a magnet to them. Psychopaths like power, they like status, and they like to get their hands in a big kitty. Because they all know, they're very streetwise, they know that there's lots of lobbyists and cash in the real world changes hands all the time. I mentioned last night where the ex-premier, or prime minister of Canada, Brian Mulroney, has now been declared that he was on the take after all, and he actually was accused of that a few years back. He sued the Canadian government. This is after he left politics and went off to be, I think, the assistant director of or CEO of the Barrick Gold Corporation, something like that. You get a lot of awards for being a prime minister and ramming NAFTA through. Anyway, he apparently did take three cash payments, and I mean cash, like big bundles. And so they found this out. But before they actually knew that, he was accused of it. They didn't have the evidence at the time, and he sued the Canadian government and got $2.5 billion or something around that sum. Now they found out he actually did take cash after all. We're going to have a discussion about it in the old boys club. And it now comes to nothing, of course, because, you see, reputation is far more important. Maintain confidence in the government. That's what they always say to each other, you see. But to maintain confidence of people, so it's better if we just hush all of this stuff up. But that's nothing, really. That's commonplace. Look at the money that Tony Blair has rewards. That's how they reward them. Some of them get too greedy and want the cash while they're there, and they get caught, and a little scandal breaks, and it's hushed over again to you know, maintain public confidence in the government. But it's a show for the public. And I've always said this, that the guys who seem to be at the top are really just the actors. The ones behind them, behind the scenes, and often appointed, generally appointed, in fact, as advisors, are more in on what the real game plan is, what their function is at that time. And I've always maintained, too, that the guys are selected for the head offices years in advance. There's probably a waiting list. They can probably look at a calendar and know when they're getting put in here as the prime minister or president or the head of the opposition. It's literally a show for the public. Because, see, there's only one business in the world, and we are it. We are the business. Everything else takes from you and prints up the cash that you use to work, and that they take back off you to hire other people to make the big machinery that keeps an eye on you and monitors you and stuff like that. It's a very cleverly designed business. But they do upgrade it once in a while. And the old politicians used to be much like Mussolini. If you ever see Mussolini in the old clips, you see the hand waving, the gestures, and the chin stuck out there, and his pauses and stuff like that. Very theatrical oratory was done for the public because they didn't have television. They just had a guy on a balcony doing a lot of yelling. So it had to be theatrical and impress the people. So they used balconies very often, always above the crowd because it's an altar. And we had this primeval idea of anybody risen above you is better than you. That's why you have altars, and that's why you have people up on podiums and stages and things like that. And it works very well for the entertainment industry today and shows and stuff like that. People go crazy when you see someone up there on the altar. So we're all managed by psychology. And nothing on this planet, no creature on this planet has been so studied as us, as we have, for thousands of years. And even in ancient times, priests would teach the guys they were putting in as the head, the pharaohs in Egypt, for instance. They'd actually teach them the art of controlling and having power and maintaining it over the public. And the pharaohs had to pass that knowledge on to their sons as well. Their techniques. And so this knowledge is known, is kept, and I'm certain that has been kept in archives down through the centuries, in fact. And there are archives that the public are not allowed to even know exist. And professors have told me about this too, from different countries, that there's archives. And maybe one professor in 80 or 90 ever gets permission to enter one. But the real information is, now, what is real power on the planet? You'll think, well, nuclear energy, this stuff. No, the power is the understanding of human nature. You look at psychology today, and you get these little primers for the ordinary people who generally give up because it seems so boring. It's meant to be boring at that level. So you do give up. You have to look way above that to look at what they're studying in the behavioral sciences. There are ongoing tests done all the time. All the time in every country. And repeated over and over to make sure they're right, that the facts right. Sometimes they don't have to know even why it worked, a technique of modifying behavior in vast amounts of people. They've got lots and lots of theories. But as long as it works, that's the main thing. And they have all these techniques to alter us, change our ways, our opinions, that you were seldom ever aware of. Most people never know what's happening to them. And that ties in with even what Aldous Huxley said in his Brave New World Revisited lectures that he gave around some of the top universities on the planet. Well, he said that he didn't see any reason why a scientific dictatorship couldn't last forever. It would have no opposition. It would never be overthrown. And people immediately thought of, oh, they'll have weaponry. Well, yeah, they'll have weaponry and all that kind of stuff, absolutely. Stuff that you'll never even year off till they use it, if they have to. But he was talking primarily about the understanding of human nature. In other words, they already had it perfected, the techniques of perfection, of manipulation of the minds of everyone, whole cultures, whole nations, whole parts of the globe. And they'd already tried it out and altered the behavior of people without their knowledge. So if you don't know that you're being altered psychologically, if you don't know that your opinions are being manufactured for you by experts and put over through various means of media and entertainment, then you have nothing to rebel against. You don't know how to rebel, in fact, because you think that you've come to these conclusions by yourself, these changes, and even maybe you modified your own behavior and your impressions on things, and even how you talk to other people, and how you now see things differently in certain topics. And it's all done from people at the top, behind the scenes, who make sure that via the media, and television especially, it's very important, and by using what you think of as celebrities, very important people, VIPs, you will adapt to what they're saying. You're trained to follow the experts and celebrities. Why do you think they pick celebrities for political purposes? Why not pick your plumber or your carpenter or even your street cleaner if you have one? Because they would have no more of an expert in politics than anyone else. It's because the public are already trained to adore them and worship them and maybe even admire them, and therefore they emulate them. Because peer pressure is part of it. If they can influence those around you first, then they will turn on you until you share the same opinions, or they won't accept you in company. The first thing they do is create what they call cognitive dissonance. It's an interesting term because so easy to say, easy to don't stammer over it. And even Wikipedia's got a little bit of it. Again, it's this kind of sixth grade level. I'll mention sixth grade later because there's a congressman in the U.S. who wants us to be trained through the media on global warming at a sixth grade level. He said because that's how we think and speak amongst ourselves at the bottom. And it says here, it's an uncomfortable feeling caused by holding two contradictory ideas simultaneously. Orwell touched on that. He called it kind of double think in a different manner, though. You see, this ties in with altering your opinions on things. This is the most studied part of social psychology for those who want to manipulate massive groups of people or use it through marketing to alter your behavior or make you purchase or whatever. And in other words, they know that cognitive dissonance is an uncomfortable feeling caused by holding two contradictory ideas simultaneously. Therefore, you see, prior to that, you had one idea that you were comfortable with, and that's the whole problem. You were comfortable with it. If you thought, for instance, well, this is my country, and this is how I see my country, and I'm happy with it, it seems orderly, the people are, they know how to get along with each other, they're sociable towards each other, they know the rules. Well, if you are worked on by those in control, they will bring out things about your culture by using specific incidents, generally of a nasty nature, that happen once in a while in your culture, blow it out of proportion through massive campaigns, and often through talk show hosts on television. The ones that love to worship, you know, that gives them free presents all the time. You know the type I mean? And then they guide you into a new idea, and you end up with cognitive dissonance towards change. Back with more after this break.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Wadsworth, cutting through the matrix, going through some of the techniques that control society, the scientific, the dictatorship that Aldous Huxley touched upon. He didn't go into too much detail as their techniques, but he was well aware of them because they were perfectly understood in his day, and long before him, too, by a particular class. And knowledge is power, therefore they didn't share it with the public, especially the victims. After all, they don't want you to be wary. They want you to modify your behavior to suit them better for the world that they plan to bring in. And television, as I say, is the greatest thing that was ever invented. I mean, it became a mandate in Britain that everyone must get a television set, and they're pushing that back as well, I think, as the 1950s. Other countries followed suit, and even China made it a mandate that everyone must have a TV. And you thought, well, why would government care if you're having fun or getting entertainment? Well, it's not entertainment. Now, it's the most important brainwashing tool there is. Because if someone in authority, you see, says something to you, especially if you've talked through PR, public relations, like acting, something very important, you'll tend to believe them. Or if someone is presented as an expert on something, you tend to believe them. You're trained that way from a very young age by the system itself. And your parents don't know to warn you, so you're wide open to it. And we tend to be born into the system that's already changed from the last stage of the last system, and we think it's normal. No one tells you that everything you're thinking today or doing or even in morality is completely different than it was a few years back. So you take to it like a duck to water, and your peer group do as well, and you're accepted by a peer group. And it's a very simple technique to as we all move along the same road to the end path that we're all guided down. I think Jack's, he lulled touched on that in one of his books as well. He's very good. It's really obsessionally going over the minutest detail of certain techniques of control and law and how we're trained to see law. And I mean trained to see it by those who own your country. And he mentions inconsistencies, of course, if you stopped and thought about things for yourself, which very few folk do, and showed you some of the fallacies of government in itself and the law system. As I've said before, we take everything for granted. We're born into a system. It's natural. It's here. It has to be natural because it's simply here, and that's as far as we think about it. And if you're robbed on the street with a guy who's got a gun, it's called robbery, and you'll see it being mugged. And you train that guy with a certain uniform on and a gun can stop your car and maybe even confiscate it from you, then that's the law. Or if someone says, you got to give us protection money or we burn down your store, that's the racket, you see. That's an extortion racket for protection, the protection racket. Or if the government comes along and says, you know, we want X amount of taxes from you for occupying this space. You know, all you do really is have four walls containing air. I mean, that's the space, and they measure it and all that, and they tax you on it. And you pay it up because it's called taxes and it's called legal. But it's really the same thing, isn't it? And I think there's even a video up there about the biggest gang. It was about the police force in the USA. So things really come down in the world to gangs and those who profit most off the system by having their gang, and powerful gangs. The most powerful get the most profits. And that's how the world really does work. But however, even, say, a mafia, for instance, needs enough victims in an area. That's why they would divide up cities amongst themselves. They used to fight each other, the gang mobs, for their territory. Because what they really meant was, how many millions of people are in this city? We want to control access to all these people. They're ours. They're their victims, in other words. That's what they lived off of. We didn't call them government. We called them mobs. And the whole idea was based on protection. And that's what government is used on through the ages for. We have to protect you from those guys over there. Same thing, you see. But it's all how you're trained to see things. But when they want to change your behavior to make you more compliant or even more subservient or to put out more effort so they can collect more from you, because, you see, they take the money from you through taxations and different means and governments. You're the only producer there is. And they use it to hire other workers to make things for them or to work for them, including the police, to maintain their power over you and to monitor you through the equipment which you purchase so that you know what you're up to every minute of the day and what your mail is all about and what you watch and what you do. And they even do studies on you personally. They have. I've given the article before where the Pentagon has an identical you in a virtual reality, and it's updated daily according to what you do to find out the patterns of your behavior so that you're predictable. But let's get back to cognitive dissonance. Now, remember the first part that said is that it really is an uncomfortable feeling. And then it goes on to experience guilt or anger, frustration or embarrassment. I'll tell you how to use that after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hi, folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about techniques which are used all the time, daily. They're used in school, they're used on television, radio, they're used on magazines, newspapers, and it's meant to alter your behavior along predetermined paths. And most folk all alter pretty well at the same time. But those who don't, and who maybe think a little bit more deeply and ask the questions, can be shunned by the peer group for holding contrary opinions, or old-fashioned, as I like to say, as though an opinion or a moral behavior is somehow old-fashioned. For instance, that's an example. So in quite, most people will adapt into new behaviors without question, because they all adapt at the same time. So anyway, cognitive dissonance is a real keystone to all of the behavior modification, because if it creates a form of uncomfortable feeling in the people who have it, holding two contradictory ideas simultaneously, they'll try to modify and get rid of the uncomfortable feeling and simply adapt into what's now acceptable, whatever it happens to be. Whatever it happens to be. And we take the easy way. Now, I've touched on Sunstein and others, the Harvard people who've been into this for an awful long time and who advise governments. They're still doing it today with all the global warming and various techniques of getting to you and creating your opinions for you in so many different ways. But behavior and to get to accept what they want you to accept, including the age of austerity that you're going to be trained to enter very, very shortly. Because we like to be nudged into the easy route. And he talked about that himself. I read some of his articles last week or so on the air here. And how they're using the computer, for instance, to guide you into reading what you should be reading. And you've all seen these things. Most people who see this also look at so-and-so. And you're being nudged, you see, into what's politically correct. And what's politically correct is also full of little landmines of cognitive dissonance mines, as you call them, set there to make you feel uncomfortable about yourself, because you might hold different opinions. And you'll do anything to get rid of that uncomfortable feeling, and you'll like to be persuaded into the new way. See? Very simple psychology. Now, as I say, dissonance might be experienced as guilt, and that's very, very important, because the guilt technique was used for over 30 years pretty well. Then they decided at the end of World War II, and even during World War II, that the cause of all the problems in the world was the male population. You see, males tend to be old-fashioned, but they'll stick to whatever system they're born into, including all its values and its customs, etc. And they don't like being moved from where they stand. And across the world, that's generally what happens. You see people invade countries, and it's the guys that stand up and fight. They fight because they love the land generally they're born on. That's a natural thing. And they fight to protect their own. And they fight, too, to protect their wives and families in the days that they had them. But that had to be destroyed because the UN had decided a long time ago, and those who created the United Nations, that they'd have to bypass the males altogether, emasculate them. And I've given a lot of talks about that before, because they wouldn't budge. They'd have problems with them. And it's far easier, as Hitler said, to promise to bring in an age of fear and bypass the husband's authority by going over, he said, and appealing. And he said, we'll bring socialism in by appealing to the woman or the wife, he said, because she's in charge of the family. And we'll promise her food and protection, and she'll come to us. The child must follow, and then must follow the man. When they use cognitive dissonance, they use it primarily, and they have been using it primarily on the male population, and a lot of them today don't know what they are anymore or what their function is, or if they have a function. This is also noticeable in the ex-Soviet countries, where they've had documentaries on television, where the women are all looking for guys outside their own country, thousands of them, because they were trained through school that their men were the cause of all the problems. And they were no good. And they still want men, but they want other kinds of men, a different image of a man than what we're trained to see how they view their own people. So you can look at the state of the world today. Now, in the Western world, they also started in the 70s to plan and finance using tax money single-parent families, because it said that that will be the way of the future. And architects would train them to start designing single-parent families. You know, a woman, maybe one or two children. And that's what they were designed for. Before they even had it all, the whole family system wrecked. They knew they were going to wreck it or remake it, and now we have, as I say, Mark 4 or 5 family. This was all planned by world planners. And they knew by the time they'd finished it all, the men would become a subservient, because they actually say that in their own writing, that the men will be also be changed by their significant others. So if they do have a mate, or if they want one, they'd have to be subservient to the new feminist view. And that has been awfully successful as well. And therefore, once you get a country to that stage, anything can be done with that country, because no one will stand up for anything. there'd be no values left for you to stand up for. And government would be the one that even the single mothers would demand more and more from. They were the new father, but the governments became the new fathers. I've seen it even in Canada, from going from a stage of should the taxpayers fund childcare for other women who are single. And it went from that in no time to, it was in force, just rammed through. And a couple of years later, there was a childcare strike, and the women were in the streets with placards demanding the government do something, as they would at one time have demanded that their husbands would have done something, if they were short of work or something like that. So everyone gets changed, and it doesn't seem to have an impact as long as it all changed together. And then, of course, you have reinforcements that are added to that as well along the way. Once you've picked your topic of blame, because you get blame, you direct the blame, you see, and you reinforce it with lots of talk shows from, in the US, they had Donahue. People never realized that within an hour, people could watch a show on whatever topic they picked, and within the end of an hour, their opinions had been completely reversed through emotive techniques and staged events and planned. Every question, the answer was planned. At the end of the show, the longest part of the show was all the tributes at the end to all the different participants and multi-producers that they had in specialized departments that pre-worked all the show out in advance to leave you with either a tear in your eye at the end or very, very angry about something that happened. Marketing techniques perfected with use of behaviorists and psychology. And as I say today, there's nothing much to stand in its way, because now they want to also bring down the populations, and they're getting to be successful with that. They want us to really, like George Orwell's Animal Farm, work for nothing eventually. That is a goal, that you'll work for the state. And you'll be proud to work for the state. After a period of so-called austerity, I'm sure they'll keep money around for in some form for a while, but eventually you're going to a stage of rationing. And since we've already accepted the fact you're given your social insurance number, your SIN number, they love these little terms and they pick them very well, and they can do the same thing and give you a ration card at birth, then you'll get your state rations for everything that you will need as you go through life and work for the state or the world system. Remember the articles I've read in the past to do with the Royal Institute of International Affairs. I've read stuff recently from them, in fact, and they still have never changed their mandate that eventually people will work for the state. That will be your purpose, is working for the state. That also implies there will be a hierarchy who will live better than you because they can't live in the state of your state or the state you'll be in, believe you me. And we also accept that as human beings, part of our nature, that the leader somehow should live better than you. And we're being trained along that road right now. The United Nations Department of Agriculture said years ago that they would bring in a stage of rationing of food across the world, that all the world's food supply would go through them. They would then issue it to the different regions it set up, and that would encourage those member states to reduce their population. How they did it was their own problem. And they would use the same techniques they've used for China of social approval and disapproval. And yes, every culture, every people can be made to behave in the same way. But these techniques, they work very, very well. And mobs will gather and mobs will be angry and you will say you're taking food out of their mouths by having an extra child. And you will drag off the women to the abortion clinics. Don't think for an instant it can't be done to you. I mentioned a documentary. It was made by the BBC the other day. Everyone should try and get a hold of it. It's called Star Suckers. And it's about the cult of celebrities and how they use celebrities to guide us. You don't think of politicians as being really celebrities. We seem to separate them in our minds into different categories, but they're created with the same techniques that they create celebrities. And they show you in this documentary how and why it works with us. It also shows you how most of the media articles that you read today are staged. They actually show you and talk to professionals in the trade of creating news. They even show you the protesters outside in this United Kingdom, you know, the beauty pageant thing, and how she parades out there, and there's all these women there, and they show that newspaper articles there of the women protesting the feminists. And then they talk to the guy that arranged it. He arranged both sides, including purchasing and hiring these women to protest. That's how they create news. And people would get up and hot and bothered. That becomes their topic of conversation. Or did you see those women who are complaining about so-and-so, and they call them, you know, the usual stuff. It's all staged. And the guy who staged it tells you. And that's the same with most stuff that you're seeing in the world. Even this Gulf oil, they call it spill, of course, is just too well-timed, because they will not, I've said this so many times, they make their plans and they never alter. Regardless of what happens, they never change. When they make an agenda, they never change it. You can always take it to the bank when they make a mandate. And they want the global taxation through for carbon and energy use and so on. It's all part of the new rationing and slave system. And one way or another, they'll get it. And how fortunate this happened, isn't it? Just like 9/11 happened the year 2001. That really was the start of the new century. That was the debate. Was it 2000 or 2001? They said it's 2001 is when the century starts. The century of change. Martial law. No privacy, no rights. Bingo, they had it. What luck, isn't it? And then here the G20 and the G8 meetings are coming up in Canada, and the main topic will be, oh, we can't go on like this. Look at this disaster. We've got to start, you know, cutting back on using fuel and energy and start putting punitive measures on people who do use it. And they will discuss restricting travel use and so on and so on. But regardless, you're going to pay through the nose for every part of the agenda that comes through. Eventually, they said themselves in Agenda 21 for the United Nations, that's the agenda for the 21st century, there will be no private vehicles in these sustainable communities. That means we're all rushed into the inner city ghettos, folks. Because they don't want folk on the rural areas. I read that article too from them. Their own site. It's only 3% or so on land in 20 years' time or so. And they will be extremely wealthy people. These will be the little homes of the lackeys, their politicians and so on. But yeah, how fortunate this happened all in time for the G8, G20 to pick up on and run with. And I bet you once you sign something into law, they'll plug the hole as fast as can be. Most folk can't imagine that they would do things on such a scale. Because they're normal people. Remember, we're dealing with psychopathic types at the top. They have no normalities. It's like the Kabbalah. There's no right and wrong. It's just who benefits at the end. Someone always benefits, so everything's okay. That's how the psychopath operates. That's how they validate what to do to each other as well. But they're not acting for the public. So once again, it hangs around this thing called cognitive dissonance, which makes you uncomfortable at things. They're uncomfortable, and they don't like that. So we look for a way out. They supply the way out. It says here, people have a motivational drive to reduce dissonance by changing their attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, or by justifying or rationalizing them. You've got to do it to feel better. It says it's one of the most influential and extensively studied theories in social psychology. And getting back to what it calls causes within you, you can get causes guilt and anger and so on. So they make you feel guilty about things. So you can also bring it on by using the symptoms first. It brings on the dissonance. That's neuroscience. That's what they say too. If you have certain things will happen to your body and fear, you have a fight or flight syndrome coming on because something's motivating you to save your skin, and you'll sweat and your adrenaline pumps through, so on and so on. You can also do it by stimulating the areas of the brain of the symptoms that brings on what would happen that actually affects itself without the monster in front of you. Back after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just touching, I can only scratch on the surface really in an hour, how techniques are used, and even just one technique really tonight, and how it's used on you to change your behavior, and it's used in your children too, as they're programmed for the society which they will grow up in because it's designed already, you see, and they will fit into it with as little discomfort as possible because they also will try and get rid of their cognitive dissonance according to what they remember, how things are, or how good they felt about this. Now they don't feel good about that anymore, so they want to be this way. They take the easy way out as they're nudged along and will adapt along with everyone else who's adapting. And they'll also adapt because of peer pressure. And as they get older, they'll have significant others. The significant other generally is a mate. And that's why they go for, again, for certain genders who are more easily influenced. They've had more work done on them. In fact, an awful lot more work done on them. And that will then influence them. Significant others is very, very important. Make someone else often subservient. And that's what's happened in the world. Because as I said at the start, you see, they have to eliminate the male out of the picture in order to get what they want. If the man has nothing to stand up for, then no one will stand up. The only people who stand up are people who are screaming for benefits, things that government supplied to a socialist system and made them all dependent upon government. And they'll have no memory of what freedom or any other way ever was. They can be trained to be dependent very easily. Unfortunately, it's happened. People run to governments for answers to big problems and without realizing the German government created the problem in the first place. So we're not so long, as I say, because we don't like pain, we don't like to have uncomfortable feelings, we don't like being uncomfortable ourselves holding two different opinions, and then we all like to belong. And this is used on all of us by masters who have a different agenda, a different goal, and a different destination than you think that you have with all of this. It's all pre-planned. Masters run the world. Masters of all of this run the world. That, again, is what Aldous Huxley was referring to. He knew in his day that this is the system they bring in. He also corresponded with George Orwell about the kind of systems it would be in, and Orwell was pretty sure they'd use heavy authority before the final phase, and actually there'd been overlap of the use of the both of them until we're trained very, very well, perfectly, to do simply as we're told. It's not difficult to do. Because you use social approval, social disapproval, and the mob, all those around you, and they need to turn on you if you held on to a previous belief idea or try to keep an old way of life. You make them uncomfortable because of your conflicting opinion, the one that conflicts with theirs. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet